Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is a holiday in the United States. It's Thanksgiving. It's a day to give thanks and be grateful for all the things that we have, in addition to having some turkey and maybe some football, if your family has that tradition as well. And while we don't normally focus on U.S. holidays here at the Mormon Channel, this one is one that we can all celebrate in talking about giving thanks and being grateful for all the things that we have to be grateful for. So today's story takes place in a Salvation Army soup kitchen where they are serving pan-seared salmon. That's a pretty nice lunch to have at a soup kitchen. So it kind of makes you wonder, what's the story behind that? Well, there is a story behind that, and it begins with a man named Jeff. Jeff was a graduate of a prestigious culinary school, and he was also an executive chef at one of Minnesota's finest restaurants called the Capitol Grill. But then everything in Jeff's life began to change. He was struggling with the end of his marriage, and he realized that his spiritual life was empty. So he basically changed his whole life. He decided that he was going to become a cook at the Salvation Army soup kitchen. That's a very noble thing to do, and he was giving up a job that paid more than $100,000 a year for one that's paying a third of that, he said. But this is what he says, "I'm doing what I was meant to be doing, God's work." And it's cool because in this video, you see him reading the scriptures before lunch to those who are coming to the soup kitchen. So you can tell he's obviously giving the people more than food. He's teaching them about Christ. And what's also so great is the kinds of foods that he's preparing. Instead of canned fruits and vegetables, Jeff and his volunteers are cutting up fresh fruits and vegetables for those who come. And they say that their rolls now have butter as well. So he's trying to use less processed food, and he's saving money in the process. So it's interesting because at the restaurant where he was working, he was crafting entrees that were about $40 a plate. And now he's reduced the Salvation lunch costs to 63 cents a meal, which is amazing. And the food is better that he's preparing. So it's a win-win. We found this on a video entitled, "He Gave Up a Job as an Executive Chef to Do This. God Bless Him." And it's from the website godvine.com. This is a great story about reaching out in love to those who are around us, and we each have opportunities where we can do that, whether it's with our friends or our family, or with complete strangers and people we don't even know. There's a quote we wanted to share with you today from President Thomas S. Monson, and it's from a general conference talk he gave in October 2008 entitled "Finding Joy in the Journey." This is what he said.
Many years ago, I was touched by the story of Borghild Dahl. She was born in Minnesota in 1890 of Norwegian parents, and from her early years suffered severely impaired vision. She had a tremendous desire to participate in every life experience, despite her handicap, and through sheer determination, she succeeded in nearly everything she undertook. Against the advice of educators who felt her handicap was too great, she attended college, received her Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Minnesota. She later studied at Columbia and the University of Oslo. She eventually became the principal of 8 schools in western Minnesota and North Dakota. She wrote the following in one of the 17 books she authored. "I had only one eye, and it was so covered with dense scars that I had to do all my seeing through one small opening in the left eye. I could see a book only by holding up close, it close up to my face and by straining my one eye as hard as I could to the left." Close quote. Miraculously, in 1943, when she was over 50 years old, a revolutionary procedure was developed which finally restored to her much of the sight she had been without for so long. A new and exciting world opened up before her. She took great pleasure in the small things most of us take for granted, such as watching a bird in flight, noticing the light reflected in the bubbles of her dishwater, or observing the phases of the moon each night. She closed one of her books with these words. Dear Father in heaven, I thank thee. I thank thee. Borghild Dahl, both before and after her sight was restored, was filled with gratitude for her blessings. In 1982, 2 years before she died at the age of 92, her last book was published. It's titled, Happy All My Life. Her attitude of thankfulness enabled her to appreciate her blessings and to live a full and rich life despite her challenges. In 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 18, we are told by the Apostle Paul, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God.
That's a commendable example of a woman who was so grateful before and after her eye surgery. So as you're going about your day today, wherever you may be, maybe stop and take a minute and think about this example of Borghild Dahl and the prayer that she prayed, Dear Father in heaven, I thank thee, I thank thee. And find all the things that you're grateful for and say so to your Heavenly Father. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is very fitting. It's entitled Gratitude, and it's featuring the group One Clear Voice. Thanks again for being with us. Have a wonderful day.
Send some rain, would you send some rain? 'Cause the earth is dry and needs to drink again. And the sun is high and we are sinking in the shade. Would you send a cloud, thunder long and loud? Let the skies grow black and send some mercy down. Surely you can see that we are thirsty and afraid. But maybe not, not today. Maybe you'll provide in other ways. And if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude. For lessons learned in how to thirst for you, how to bless the very sun that warms our face, if you never send us rain. Daily bread, give us daily bread. Bless our bodies, keep our children fed. Fill our cups, then fill them up again tonight. Wrap us up and warm us through, tucked away beneath our sturdy roofs. Let us slumber safe from danger's view this time. Today, maybe you'll provide in other ways, and if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned to hunger after you, and that a starry sky offers a better view if no roof is hearts to hear a single beat between alibis and enemies tonight.